The president's $87 billion request for Iraq and Afghanistan has had a rough reception from the public and from lawmakers on Capitol Hill. While most of the questioning has come from the Senate, members of the House of Representatives are carefully examining the request, too. And as some lawmakers are asking for more details from President Bush, Republican leaders are rallying to support him, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Many members of Congress are worried their constituents don't fully understand why so much money is going to Iraq. Yesterday afternoon, the top U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, was called to testify before the House Appropriations Committee and found the committee's ranking Democrat, David Obey of Wisconsin, demanding an estimate of what the total costs of the war will be.
And I cannot be expected to vote for a package if I can't get a clue from you on what the final cost within a reasonable range are expected to be. With all due respect, if you can't give us an answer, you're stiffing us.
Congressman, I resent that.
Well, I do too.
Some Republicans are also asking the Bush administration for more details about the $20 billion portion that would go to rebuild Iraq. But Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader and the point man for Republican efforts to support the president, called on Congress to approve the spending request. In a speech made yesterday afternoon at the conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation, DeLay called Democrats' criticism of the president's handling of the war hostile, isolationist, and extreme.
In recent months, the Blame America First hate speech of the American left has infected the Democrat Party's national leadership to a very dangerous degree. They seem not to recognize our nation as genuinely threatened by a real and dangerous evil, the destruction of which must be the single unifying purpose of our nation.
DeLay, the central figure in the House leadership, ran down a list of Democratic presidential contenders, calling their foreign policy plans weak and indecisive, and their criticism of President Bush hate speech.
John Kerry says we really need a regime change in Washington. Bob Graham suggests that the president's actions in Iraq might warrant impeachment. Howard Dean questions whether the liberated Iraqi people are really better off now than under Saddam Hussein's boot heel.
DeLay said the vote on the president's $87 billion request will be a vote for or against the entire war on terror. He said Iraq was and is as essential to that war as Afghanistan. And despite the painful lessons of 9/11, DeLay charged, many Democrats won't do what it takes to win that war.
And if the Bush doctrine, which has been so successful for 2 years, isn't it the policy we need to defeat the terrorists? And if it's not, then what alternative policy do you propose? They have allowed their causes to be bullied by people who believe vandalizing Starbucks represents a legitimate foreign policy.
Despite the sharp edges of DeLay's charges, Democrats are unlikely to stop asking questions about the president's military funding request. Polls show Americans more doubtful about the mission in Iraq, and some Republicans are beginning to ask questions as well. Lawmakers of both parties will continue to do so as Iraq Administrator Bremer and Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz testify before the House Armed Services Committee. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.